Today's Wednesday. It's the 21st. I had to pause because I wasn't sure because we messed up earlier.
Listen, it's a holiday here in the U.S. and basically we're going to get drunk.
Don't promise that because now they're going to be like
drunk news.
Drunk news wins.
I would commit. I will do that before the end of the year. Not necessarily drunk, but definitely. I mean, this year, Jesus, alcohol should take the edge off.
We've only got like what 3 weeks,
yeah,
for a window for that. So yeah.
It's gonna be soon.
You've just made an impressive
promise. Yeah.
What's your drink of choice gonna be?
Mudslide.
Yeah, probably maybe just raw Kahlua. I mean,
oh, that hangover is gonna be just savage. Brutal.
Yeah, because of the sugar. Yeah.
A man of taste. I also like sugary drinks.
You're going to be like 17% hungover and dehydrated.
Crypto hangover hammers NVIDIA's outlook. Shares drop 17%. So they had their call, their earnings call, and their earnings are way down because nobody's buying cards for crypto.
Because crypto's way down.
Yeah, and actually, there's more news happening even beyond this. Like, there's, you know, the RTX cards are dying. Gamers Nexus did a video on, like, the cards dying at an abnormally high rate. NVIDIA has delisted them on their store for whatever reason. There may be a recall. It could all just be maneuvering to get people to buy the 10 series inventory that's left over from the cryptocurrency leftovers, because there's warehouses and warehouses of 10 series cards. And, you know, honestly, the RTX stuff, I mean, I've got the 2080 Ti, and just get a 1080 Ti if you get it on sale.
That article goes into that. They sort of expected, it's like, we've starved the people for so long. When we finally give them back their precious cards, they're going to flood into the market.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't.
Yeah.
They don't seem to care all that much. And honestly, you know, with modern games, I don't think you're gaining a ton. Like, what does Fallout 76 need to run?
Fallout 76 is a burning dumpster fire of insanity.
But that's the hot new game, and I don't think it's all
that.
Game, I don't think it's that.
I mean, it's super unoptimized. So I did the side-by-side with Fallout 4 with, like, some of the mods and stuff to make the performance run decently well. And it looked, Fallout 4, like, with the fixes and stuff, looks gorgeous and runs, and it's a fixed frame rate. But 76, I think, is capped at 60 FPS by default. So.
Well, that's the console, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, with the consolization, I think we're losing what makes PC gaming so much better, all right? So, why spend $1,000?
Well, and you don't want to game at 4K 120 hertz either. I mean, 1440p at like 120 hertz is arguably a better gaming experience than 4K at 60.
You don't.
Actually, we complain every week about 4K gaming, so when we're on Twitch.
Well, related to the old NVIDIA drop, that NVIDIA story came out earlier in the week.
Yeah.
Before another plummet in Bitcoin.
It was so stable for so long. It was stable for almost a year at about $6,000, and it plummeted to just over $5,000. And as of the time of this video, it stabilized at about 56, 57, something like that.
There was some kind of split with Bitcoin Cash, I think, that was the catalyst for this.
Oh.
So there's more argument. It's like the Satoshi version.
Bickering.
It is really getting out of hand, you know?
Crypto bickering.
So, and it's hurting the overall price, but who knows?
Do you think that's also driving the people that are still mining with these things to sell their cars? Because let me tell you, the used market for a very gently used 1080 Ti for like $500 is the deal of the century.
Yeah, but Bitcoin mining is not exactly gentle.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it really gently used?
It depends on the miner, though. I mean, if they underclock it, that's gentle.
No, you think? Would you trust someone, though? Would you tell the truth about that?
You don't go and buy mining cards just to gently.
I can inspect the PCB for heat damage. It's fine. Although that's an argument against buying it on eBay or Craigslist sight unseen.
Well, listen, eventually those cards are going to fail. And you know what else is eventually going to fail? Amazon.
That's literally what Jeff Bezos told his employees. That's the CNBC headline. Jeff Bezos to employees. One day Amazon will fail. But our job is to delay it as long as possible. And he talked about what Amazon would need to do to retain customers and be, you know, a 100-year company, a 100-year fixture.
They need to be an alcohol company.
He mentioned that only liquid
happiness.
Yeah. Only alcohol companies last for multiple centuries. But the solution was focus on the customer and don't get caught up in, you know, the corporate stuff. Which I don't know, I feel like Amazon is doing a pretty good job of, you know, because they're giving us exactly what we wanted, even though we didn't know that we always wanted it, right?
No interaction with humans.
Helicopter pads?
Well, we don't get that. But we're getting quick delivery, free movies and music and extras and stuff like that. And, you know, this monolithic shopping experience. Sure, it's destroying society, but it's so convenient.
But will they be, there's no safeguard to prevent them from abusing that power once literally no other business is left.
Well, I don't imagine that'll happen for another 20, 30 years. So
that's future us problem.
Well, it's not. Maybe future Ryan might not even be around. So, yeah, who cares? But maybe an example of a company that's not putting the customer first or third or 576th.
Customer's nowhere on the roadmap.
Is Apple.
Apple has confirmed that its T2 security chips block some third-party repairs of the new Macs. Apple has gone super hostile on third-party repair of any Apple product. And the T2 is a security chip that has to do with like handshaking all of the other hardware in the system. So like, oh, your SSD went bad, just swap that out for a new SSD. Not so fast there, Chuckles.
Yeah, the logic board or the touchpad, the fingerprint pad, if you replace either of those, your Mac will become inoperable because the T2 has to be, there's a diagnostic tool that has to be used to be like, oh yes, we replaced this thing. It's okay. You can trust us. We're Apple employees. And guess who doesn't get to buy that?
Non-Apple employees.
It is a dumpster fire. Does Apple not realize about all the case law for automobiles? Like, what is their legal strategy going to be? Because we went through all this with automobiles in the 60s and 70s and 80s.
I'm sure they've got a case drawn up for when they inevitably get sued.
Their legal strategy is mountains of cash stuffed in the appropriate pockets. And it's worked so far.
That is true. It has worked astonishingly well.
And speaking of mountains of cash, if you're somebody who has mountains of cash, Intel's got a couple of new products for you.
Woo! The Core i9-9980XE. So there's X299's getting a refresh. We're moving from like the 7980XE and the 7900, you know, 7900X and that kind of thing to the 9980XE. Now check out those prices. Scroll down so we can see the prices.
For the low price.
They're insane. Yeah. So look at that. 3 gigahertz base clock, 4.4 gigahertz turbo and 3.0. The Turbo Boost 3.0 is only 4.5, 18 cores, 36 threads, 165 watt TDP, 24 megs of cache, 44 threads. $1,979.
Ooh. That's thousands of dollars.
That's a lot of money. Well, you're going to pay tax on that, so.
$1,995.
It's going to be well over two.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. The benchmarks, courtesy of Hot Hardware, show that, yes, this is a very powerful CPU, but much like Intel's last offering, it doesn't dominate as you would expect it to, based on the price difference.
Yes.
The Threadripper is right there swinging.
it's trying.
And it's doing it for a lot less money.
The single thread performance, of course, is still where Intel wins. But Intel's kind of competing with itself here because they've got the new, you know, 9900K desktop processor. It's 8 cores. You know, a lot of games don't even really use more than 4 or 6 cores. And it's only $600, quote unquote. It's only $600, but you know, honestly, that single thread IPC doesn't really make that much of a difference, except in some rare, not really rare, but like lower res gaming situations where you're CPU bound. Most of the time, you want to be GPU bound, not CPU bound.
Yeah, they did show that the 1080 scores were amazing for both of these CPUs.
Yeah,
but are we gaming at 1080? Are you building a machine with one of these processors and not putting a really nice video card into it?
Yeah.
Is anybody doing that?
No.
So yeah, the 9900K, again, 5 gigahertz. Now you will probably have to liquid cool that for sure.
Yeah.
To get 5 gigahertz. You have to
liquid cool all of these because these TDP numbers are lies. Yeah. Not really lies. Well,
they're technically true.
They're, yes, but
technically correct. The best kind of correct. It's just,
but you will get that single threaded performance. Yes. So if that's what you're after, you know, if you're Twitch streaming and you just want pure CPU with a little bit of OBS, 9900K might not be a bad idea.
It's $600. You can get something 95% as good for half price.
You need that 5%, man.
You're a 5%er.
That's what edges you over the competition.
Oh, we've also got some terrifying news because of Nintendo.
Now, we talked about this story before, that Nintendo went after these ROM sites. And they had I don't remember what it was like per ROM, like $1,000 or something.
Yeah, that seems like just a couple weeks ago.
So I don't think they ended up charging them exactly that number, but they have settled on a final number. Ooh, it's a big one.
$12 million. Now, I feel like this went through the court system in record time. Nintendo won $12 million from...
Would you say they speed run it?
I hate to side with Nintendo, but if I were a judge, this is a pretty open and shut case. Yeah. I mean, these people were definitely giving away Nintendo's
intellectual
property.
Yeah.
Now, you can say what you want about piracy and is it theft, and there's a debate there, but as the law exists, I think an honest judge...
They're just successful preservationists. What do you want?
Nintendo says Nintendo. There's the title this week. There's the title think of this one. Week.
And Nintendo can illustrate, hey, we are currently selling these games. Literally, these same ROMs. And we're making $7 a piece or $15 a piece. So, yeah. Easy for them to win that court case, I think. That's terrifying, but fair, maybe. Maybe we need copyright reform. Rather than, count on judges to interpret loosely. And here now, so if you're looking at those Intel stories and you're like, oh man, with my budget, I can't even afford, a 1/1000th of that 9980. Well, good news.
There's a new Raspberry Pi Model 3, Raspberry Pi 3 Model A+. And it's got Bluetooth 4.2 and dual band Wi-Fi for $25. Those are the only real upgrades.
But it loses 3 USB ports and the Ethernet port for that price. So if you like those things, go ahead and get the B+.
Which is what, $10 more?
No, $10 more.
Is it?
$35.
Oh, yeah.
Now, ad blocker complaints. Well, here's, it's funny that the ad blocker popped up on this website, considering what this story is about.
Microsoft could be about to hit users of Windows 10's mail app with ads unless they pay up. This is not, they say it's not real and it's just a test, but...
So, I was trying to figure out. Is there a scenario where this would actually be okay? And I think if you're a user of Outlook.com or an unpaid user of Gmail or something like that, the intent from Microsoft was to offer those services a way to display the ads that they normally display on the website in the mail client. And if that's the case, maybe that's okay.
Yeah, Hotmail had ads, right?
Yeah.
But it does... I mean, we'll pull it back up on the screen here. It looks like an email.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem.
That poor UI.
Now, they do give you a little ad picture, but it kind of looks like the icon from the sender. So.
Yeah.
How many office grandmas are going to open that up?
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, that is a bad situation in terms of getting your grandma to accidentally click a malicious ad that does terrible, terrible things. They talk about how if you had Office 365, it wouldn't do that. But I think their PR person would have been better served to say, no, this is only for ad-supported free email services. We're giving ad-supported free email services a way to display their ads within our program. And I think at least if that wasn't the intention, putting that spin on it is a much less terrible spin than we're building ads into your operating system.
Well, what they said was... We were just testing. We're not actually going to do this.
Well, why would you test it if you're not going to do it?
No one believes that. But that was the ultimate spin, I suppose. And one thing that won't be spinning are Xbox 360 games and the new Xbox One option coming next year.
The Ars Technica article headline is, report, cheaper disc-free Xbox One option coming next year. But the headline that they failed here was, Microsoft single-handedly is doing away with the used games market.
Look how sad. Scroll down so you can see that sad disc.
Yeah. You think they would take this as a trade-in?
No.
No, probably not.
So the idea is you're going to get a cheaper console that does not have the disc drive. Does the do the disc drives in the current generation, do they fail as much as the old Xbox 360?
Yes.
That seems like one of the weaker points. It's probably the only moving part left. in the machine?
Yeah.
Other than the fan?
These things, those consoles are made as cheaply as possible. And so, you know, that CD-ROM is made out of failed toaster parts and used rubber bands.
So you won't get a CD-ROM. You'll do everything online. And if you have physical games, you're going to take those to a Microsoft store, turn them in to be destroyed, and they will put that game on your account.
This is bad news for people like some of my younger cousins who live in households without internet. Like, they're just screwed now.
Well, but also there's that, you know, Apple does that constantly where it's like, oh, the publisher changed the rules on this video or this book. We're taking it off your account. What are you going to do about it?
That was literally one of the things in 1984 that was like one of the more shocking things about the novel. Was
the
like,
memory hole.
Yeah.
Or like imagine, remember the GTA hot coffee?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, this is unsafe. We're turning it off.
Yeah.
For everybody's account, and you don't get your money back. So I can totally see that happening. And Microsoft, while they may be taking advantage of us in terms of consoles and destroying the used game market, they will not be taking advantage of the Dutch.
The sleeping European giant has been roused, and the Register's article headline is, Microsoft has menaced with GDPR mega fines in Europe for large-scale and covert gathering of people's info via Office. So the Dutch government... nerds have looked at the Office telemetry, and it gathers everything. And they're like, "Wait a minute, what? You can't keep all of this data." And Microsoft's like,
Specifically, they're talking about spell checking and translation services. All those little snippets that they copy to do those, you know, spell checking and translation, they store them on Microsoft's server, not your server. So that's your personal stuff. Who knows what you're typing in Office that you don't want Microsoft to have?
Dear
and they
diary.
Keep it. Yeah.
Exactly. You ever just like write a bunch of swear words and then like erase it? You don't do that?
Well, they keep that because
yeah,
it goes into the spell check before you erase it. There's no escape.
Oh, no.
They know. They know what you're thinking.
They know my email anxiety.
They know everything about you. And they might know about your family if they share Facebook's data.
This Facebook patent, this was like everywhere. Facebook filed a patent to predict your household's demographics based on family photos. Again, this is like the Google lady where it's just like, you know, this is standard operating procedure. Like, this should be shocking to me. Or it should be shocking to everybody.
Yes.
But it's not.
Totally predictable.
They already just ask you sometimes, like, if you're related to people.
So they're
Look
looking
at that
at,
picture.
They're looking at pictures like this. And if you tag them with, you know, like son or, you know, family or whatever, and they sort of like, you know, lay it out here. They're looking at IP addresses, tags, pictures, and they're looking for an AI that can put all that together to automatically figure out, based on all of your stuff, who you're related to and how, and how many people are in the house. And of course, that will go into your shadow profile.
Which is useful for advertising and all this other kind of
very
stuff.
Very useful for advertising. And it could probably, Facebook is really good at this stuff. It'll get good enough to detect, like, when you're having a bad time with your family.
Citizen status, second class, not like, worth advertising. Or
you look unhappy because your uncle's drunk at the table screaming.
Or divorce lawyers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hookups.com.
And that,
I don't know if that's a website.
That was the biggest story about Facebook for a little while. And then this one came out.
CNBC has factored heavily in the news this week.
Facing scrutiny.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, just facing. It was funny. Facing scrutiny, Facebook reportedly hired a PR firm that wrote negative articles about rivals Apple and Google.
The headline is a little understated.
So this was the Definers Public Affairs.
I don't even want to explain what they did in this article for fear of being demonetized. Because that's happened.
Well... So, Facebook, of course, has had a very bad year. They had Cambridge Analytica, then they had the other leak.
And yet somehow they're hanging on financially.
And then there was that weird live stream of him having a barbecue.
There was, the Senate hearing, where he was full robot. The delete Facebook hashtag. It's just been a rough time. And, of course, the real numbers that have been reported, they've been declining. Because people are fleeing Facebook. So, what did they do? How did they improve their image? Well, they hired an attack dog PR firm to go after Google, Apple, and most interestingly, George Soros.
That was the thing that I was hoping to avoid because there's alarm bells going off in some control panel at Google somewhere. But that's in the CNBC article, so you'll just have to go read it.
Well, you know, I'm not going to pretend that I don't think George Soros is doing terrible, terrible things to try to, you know, subvert democracy. But that's...
We have a Patreon. I'm just going to suggest that you go join right now.
That's the kind of thing... Well, okay. I mean, think about that. Was it Voltaire? Like, who are you not allowed to criticize?
Yeah. Right?
So... But that's the kind of thing that's usually in the ballpark of Alex Jones and, you know, all those other... Who's the guy that convinced me I'm wrong or changed my mind?
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember his name. But those are the kind of people who talk about that kind of thing. Certainly not Facebook, who themselves are very liberal. So they weren't... This wasn't politically motivated. This was just like, you know... claw our way to the top of the drowning victims and sit on their shoulders to save ourselves.
I'll save my comments about how politically motivated Facebook is until we get to the one story about the VR guy. I don't disagree. But I'd just like to call your attention to the VPN affiliate links that we have in the description below. You can use those.
Store.level1tech.com. We'll be running a Christmas coupon soon.
Yeah, so I mean, you should check that out. Use those affiliate links for us, please. Thank you.
We should always point out, private internet access has been proven in court twice to not keep logs. Just a data point if you're VPN shopping for your Christmas loved ones.
We've got videos on setting up pfSense to automatically filter all of your traffic through that VPN, as well as Liquid VPN and I think another VPN. So there's multiple
VPNs. I think the other one was the one that was proven not to be, so we took that
one. Oh, yeah. Well, there's still at least two in the description below, so you've got choices. There's choices.
Well, Facebook responded, and they didn't really say much, but they did say that there were some inaccuracies.
Literally, if Facebook responds to the New York Times expose as there are a number of inaccuracies, that's just so cold and dispassionate.
That's what they did, though, and then they didn't say what they were. They're just like, there are inaccuracies.
Almost robotic.
Smoked meats.
Maybe, and I think this is more damning than anything, they did immediately fire the PR firm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at the 14th is when they fired them. So it's like as soon as that story came out, they were like, you're done.
You get the feeling that the executive from Facebook was like, look, guys, this would have been fine for you to do this if you hadn't got caught.
Yeah. They did some bad things. And now the fallout continues because Vanity Fair has this op-ed about Sheryl Sandberg, which is not very...
The quote/headline is, I hope it cracks who she is wide open. Inside Silicon Valley may have known that Sheryl Sandberg isn't a saint. Now, who is Sheryl Sandberg?
There she is.
There's a picture. That's not a flattering photo of her.
She's married to the Zuck. Is that right?
No. Mark Zuckerberg is married to a small Asian lady.
She's the number two.
Oh, she's the number two. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So she's supposed to be like...
Well...
the voice of reason.
So she is married to the Zuck, but not...
Well...
Yeah.
Corporately.
She's responsible for his public programming.
Yes.
So she's supposed to be like this maternal voice of like reason. She's a huge feminist, supposedly. So she's sort of that, you know, even-keeled, let's not make Facebook evil, I'm a great person kind of thing. There's a great... Like one of the anecdotes from this article was they all got called in during the Obama administration to meet. And so there's like, everybody came in and it's like, oh, okay, so we're gonna do the live feed or whatever. And they all was like, oh, they all shook hands and had a good time. But she didn't shake anybody's hand. And as soon as the live feed went on, she shook Obama's hand. Cause it was all for the, you know, the photo op and everything like that. And so they paint her as a political climber and sort of disingenuous and controlling. And that came out in this story.
There's actually a lot of things like that in this story that were kind of shocking, honestly, because she's so calculated. She's so calculating to negotiate every little thing. And there was like some controversial thing they wanted to interview her about, and so they were going to send a crew, but she's like, no, we're not doing a crew. We're going to do a phone interview, and it's because the weather is bad. But it's like, we've got our own helicopter, and we can get people there. It's not a problem.
We can use the weather control machine. You know that. More Facebook.
It shouldn't be shocking, but it was just like, man, they like curate every little thing. I wonder if she's the one that was responsible for the wedge that Zuck had to sit on for the Senate.
Probably.
The wedge.
They probably had a number of wedges, and she had to like shave it down to the perfect height.
That's, I mean, if you read the article, that describes that kind of behavior to her.
And like the one guy who got it 2 millimeters wrong, yeah, she took the power sander to his face.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. And then had his children killed. Well, this story was a late breaking story, again, on the dog pile of Facebook. And this is maybe, I mean, probably not from a PR standpoint, but from a realistic standpoint, this should be the worst one.
MarketWatch has, for the first time, researchers say Facebook can cause depression. Now, I really seem to remember us covering this story in the past.
Over and over.
But this study is much more scientific.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people have sort of anecdotally pointed this out. But this is a study, and it's labeled FOMO, which is fear of missing out. So, yeah, no more FOMO. And you can actually go and read the abstract for this. But the idea, the thing that they were studying is that fear of missing out. So, like, if you're just sitting quietly or reading a book or something, you have this fear ticking in your head. It's like, oh, God, things are going on and I'm not part of it, you know? And how much does that ruin your life?
Is that what's going on in normal people's heads?
How much Twitter
do you do every day?
I like announcing things.
And reading it.
What would happen if you didn't announce those things?
Probably nothing.
So, yeah, they're saying they did a study. They had 143 undergraduates. One half, they just said, you know, pay attention to what you're doing on social media, but don't do anything different. The other half, they said, use it for 10 minutes. The 10-minute people were super happy at the end.
Well, the people that used it 10 minutes, they also told them to look for specific, like, you know, pay attention to this happening in the back of your mind and bring it to the front of your mind. And
well, they told them both that.
Yeah. So, I mean, that seems like that helped them. Just having those mental tools to not get sucked into that web of insanity helped a lot.
Right. Well, they explained the whole fear of missing out to the whole crew.
Wendell just dropped his phone.
What's going on over there?
I dropped my phone.
Oh, that's still tweeting.
Like the mic.
It's fine.
Put it up here. It's
fine. And has every social story been Facebook this week? I didn't even notice that.
Yes, they're all Facebook.
It's incredible. And this probably, you know, like we talked about, the study is probably the worst news if you look at it logically. The PR disaster is probably the worst news if you look at it from, you know, the
Facebook's
everybody point of view. This one is probably the one that pisses Facebook off the most.
Facebook to let French regulators investigate on the moderation process. So this is kind of interesting because the French want to know that Facebook is not manipulating the message. Because, I mean, look, Facebook doesn't have to come out and say that baguettes are terrible. They can just let people who think baguettes are terrible reach more people than people who think baguettes are awesome.
And that's what France has really cared about.
Or to censor the pro-baguette lobby.
Yeah, exactly. And so the French are like, we want to know what the breakdown of this process is. And Facebook is like, no, you don't. This is a sausage factory. You do not want to watch the process of making sausage. And the French regulators are like, no, yeah, actually we do.
And not only that, but there's a appeal process. And that's a total black box. So when something gets taken down, you're like, there's nothing wrong with this. I'll appeal this. And they come back and they're like, nope, sorry. It's not coming back. France wants to know who decides that and what do they use to decide it.
We can't bring that back because it turns out that, you know, extremists really like baguettes. And so we must suppress baguettes for the good of the French national security.
George Soros eats one every morning.
Check out those VPN links and just
drink to avoid awkwardness.
And this one could be filed under the extreme pettiness of the rich and famous.
I think this kind of makes me like Mark Zuckerberg more because I think it proves to me that he's a little bit human still.
Maybe they just installed his like petty revenge chip that day.
Yeah.
The headline from The Verge is Mark Zuckerberg reportedly ordered all Facebook executives to use Android phones. This is, of course, after Tim Cook had some sharply worded comments on how Facebook is about selling your privacy.
He roasted them in the youth stock today.
I don't know. This might have been part of that whole expose. I don't remember if it was or not. But yeah, apparently Zuckerberg was so angry that he just, like, this was his backlash.
Everybody must use Android. No iPhones.
They do. They point out how Android is probably, like, you know, a little bit more secure and you don't have the whole T2 thing to worry about. You don't have the Stingray thing to worry about. But that wasn't the motivation. It was just purely to get back at Tim Cook, who probably could not care.
You think they still have test Apple devices for the Facebook app? Well, you think they just took all of them out of the headquarters and the programmers were like, I can't test the app now?
No, because that would cost them money.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way. They're not worried about the plebs. You have to be among the Facebook elite in order to be part of this rule. Mm-hmm. And, wow, it really was pure Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah. I did not realize that at first.
Well, we just organized the stories. It was pretty obvious.
Maybe I tuned it out. I don't know.
I mean, when I read them, it was like, wow, there's a lot of Facebook stories, but it wasn't like literally everything is about Facebook. Motherboard has got an article about 86 organizations demanding Zuckerberg improve the takedown appeals. Now, I think that given the context of all of our other stories about Facebook, this is a shark smelling blood in the water a little bit, and also a little bit actual organizations wanting some transparency into the process. But this specific article is a train wreck.
Yeah. So this is kind of sharks is a good example, right? Because what happens during the feeding frenzy?
It just turns into a big bloody mess.
The sharks begin to eat themselves, right? One of them gets nicked by another one's tooth, and suddenly that's bleeding, and they're bloodlusted, and they eat the other shark. Or at least, I don't know if that actually happens. Is that like an urban legend?
That's probably true.
It's probably more true for like piranhas.
It's important that it's true for the purposes of explaining this story.
So these organizations are, it seems like they're pretty left-leaning. And one of the things that they're angry about is that Facebook is at least trying, it seems, to apply the takedowns across the board. Now, this is, you can't say stuff like this without triggering people, but I don't really care. There's a lot of cis white men have to die. Cis white men are ruining the world. Cis, that kind of thing. I can't believe white people are doing this. And Facebook takes those down because that is, by the letter, that's racism. But a lot of these organizations are saying that that kind of thing is improperly targeting minorities with censorship.
It's everything must be censored equally. The Motherboard article, honestly, is kind of fascinating.
So, now there are, Electronic Frontier Foundation. Normally, I would agree with a lot of stuff they say. Center for Democratic Technology, I don't know who they are. Santa Clara Principles, Article 19, Digital Rights. I haven't heard of a lot of these. But all these people are coming out and saying that Facebook needs to do more.
Well, the first thing that they want is more transparency. But this train wreck of a situation was created by acting quickly, but without thinking through what would happen when it was really easy to get stuff taken down.
But it's also, forget which side of the aisle that you're on. It shows that censorship, it's the people who cry out for censorship, it's never enough.
Yeah.
Because you get your censorship, and then it affects you, and then you want censorship of the censorship.
Yeah. Well, rap lyrics is one of the examples.
Well, of course, rapper Lil B. Krista, you're familiar with Lil B,
right? Oh, absolutely, yeah, Lil B. He's friends with Cardi B, right? You don't know who Cardi B is?
No.
She's a new rapper in town. She has a beef with Nicki Minaj.
Just to illustrate this, let's see what Lil B said. Here's Lil B.
That's a good screenshot. I actually don't know who these people are.
No. Highlight that paragraph there. Facebook recently banned Lil B for 30 days for violating the social network's hate speech policies.
I want to know what he said.
Well, they probably won't print it in the article if his art...
They do. They always leave the good stuff out. There's another. That's a better picture of Lil B. Yeah. It didn't seem that little.
Two of the posts that violated Facebook's hate speech policies and weighed in on his ban Wednesday. Read more here.
Talking about white people. They're not going to tell us.
I hope that he says
it's a circular link.
I hope he says we smell like dairy.
What did he say?
That's my favorite white person stereotype.
That's hilarious because Motherboard won't print. Anyway. It just points out that Facebook is trying to be across the board, and that's not enough.
Level one Patreon in the description.
Well, if none of that did it, this one will. Because
I've been waiting for this one. This one, it's like we put the funniest at the end, for our special present to the people that make it all the way through the episode, but Why did Facebook fire a top executive? Hint, it had something to do with Trump. Well, actually, it was a pro-Hillary group, but that's...
Anti-Hillary.
Palmer Luckey?
Yes.
Luckey Palmer. I always get his name backwards.
Palmer Luckey.
He's the Oculus Rift guy, and he was dismissed from Facebook, but why he left, he's not allowed to talk about, and Facebook is not allowed to talk about. They have mutually agreed not to talk about it
because of the settlement.
Yeah. There was some court filings and crap like that. Some intrepid reporter has figured out what really happened by looking at the court transcripts and what the lawyers had to say. And so apparently, because he gave to an anti-Hillary group...
$10,000.
$10,000.
We're not talking about a lot of money to this guy.
The people inside Facebook lost their mind because they were apparently pro-Hillary, according to the court filings.
Well, that's the Sheryl Sandberg thing.
Yeah.
She's a big Hillary. Yeah.
And so they had this court case happened, and Facebook had to give the Oculus Rift guy all of the stuff they promised him when they absorbed his company, which is about $340 million, I think, or $250, something like that.
But that was supposed to be paid out over time.
Yeah.
So he was going to work there. He was going to be the Oculus guy, and he was going to get over the... 3 years or something, he was going to make $250 million. Well, because you cannot fire someone over political donations. Turns out there are laws against that. So he won the case easily, and his settlement was, I want everything now, and I want the ability to walk away from you. So they were like, yes, that's fine. But he actually didn't want to walk away. He was like, all right, let's put this behind us. I'm going to come back and run Oculus.
And they were like, no.
And they were like, nope. Not only are you not going to do that, you will never speak of this. So yeah, it talks about, you know, this article. I'm gonna give you a little pro tip here. This is a Wall Street Journal article.
Oh, this is good.
New York Times. Outline.com will beat their paywall, at least for now. You used to be able to use the Facebook external link, l.php.
I don't think we can talk about that.
Well, it doesn't work anymore.
Oh yeah,
the Wall Street Journal got hip to that,
but
Outline.com still works. But anyway, it points out all the different ways that Facebook is pro-Hillary and very blatantly so. But one anti-Hillary voice in the company, and they just brought down all of the legal, you know, payload that they could against
them. The non-legal payload, though, because you can't fire someone.
Well, they did. They got rid of him. You know, it cost them a lot of money, but they got rid of him.
$250 million later. Lord.
And it does, because we did the story about how he talked about at the time, remember when that came out, I was like, wow, Facebook gets rid of a lot of CEOs. And his public response was like, well, I want to do a high performance Oculus and they want to do like mobile crap. No, that's not what it was about.
That's not what it was about. We know, but he can't talk about it, or he's willingly not going to talk about it.
Well, you know,
he probably can't.
They'd claw back some of that money.
And that's it.
I'll support Hillary for $250 million.
We'll see you on Friday. You know, just because it's Black Friday doesn't mean you can't watch the Level 1 news, because we've prepared some special Friday nonsense for you.
They might just be passed out from turkey.
I don't think we can say Black Friday.
No. No, not anymore.
Savings Friday.
Savings Friday.
Are you going to be on the death counter?
99% or Friday.
The death counter?
You didn't see the Black Friday death count? It's a website. Oh, and they do like the death count every year.
People standing in line.
Yeah.
Wasn't last year kind of a bust for Black Friday?
I don't usually participate, so.
I don't know. I do need some furniture.
Wait till the day after. So if you have to go, pro tip, go late in the afternoon on Friday, because all the crazy people are already gone, and you can just get whatever they've picked over. You might not get like the stuff in the flyer, but there's still some good deals.
Stink on. See, the thing is, I don't close on the house till that Monday. So, do you prematurely buy furniture? That's a
gamble.
Well,
it takes like a week at least to get there.
Yeah, but what if something goes wrong?
You could work the deal. Actually, what might be good to do is do the 0% financing, because if you can get 0%, why wouldn't you finance it? You can arrange that on Black Friday.
I like to be able to look at my bank account and know what terrible mistakes I've already made. Anyway, we will be back here on Savings Friday, and you can join us. And we're going to talk about, did we do
so much nonsense.
Security? We didn't do security yet, so we'll do security and nonsense.
Nonsense. Best part.
See ya.
Bye.